This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 94 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are wrapping up our disaster movie month here in September with Alex's pick for disaster movie. So just to recap, we have already done my pick. We've done two of our patrons' picks, Jay and Robert. Shout out to them. We've watched Twister. We've watched Volcano. And we've watched San Andreas. And now we're on to the big one. The storm of the entire earth, literally geostorm. So Alex, this movie came out 2017. It's pretty recent, but did you watch it again recently before this or what's up?
Yeah. So I seen this movie in the theater. I went to see it opening day with my wife. And the reason why is because we enjoy disaster movies. So we'll go to see the only one. It's funny that I did not see was Greenland. I never got to see it in the theater. Greenland. I think that was due to COVID, right?
Didn't it come out at the same time? Have a big time release. Yeah, it was only there for like 2 weeks and it was kind of rough.
Yeah, so other than that, I always watch it. Not we, I can't say we, but I always watch it whether it's on TV or I purchased it on 4K digitally. They only have it on 4K, which is pretty cool. They don't have it on physical 4K, but digital, they have a 4K version of the film.
Oh. Yeah, I agree with you. I saw this at the theater as well on a big, like, not an IMAX screen, but I went to like a small local chain and they have like the XL screen or whatever. These movies, good or bad, they're made to be seen in a big screen with loudspeakers. Like, that's the whole point, right? It's a disaster. You want to feel like you're in a disaster. So I'm right there with you. I saw it in the theater. I have not seen this since the theater. This was my second time watching it. So we're going to get to it in a moment. Now, before we get to the reviews, we like to always give you some box office, some Rotten Tomato scores, let you know if it was a success, if people liked it, and then we'll tell you if we like it, because that's all that matters. That's what you're here for. So, Alex, I have no idea. I don't remember how well this movie did or not well. You know, it might have made a lot. It might have made a little. How well did this movie do?
All right, well, let's see. Let's see what you're taking.
It's going to be in the middle.
Be in the middle. Let's see. Domestic, $33 million.
Okay.
International, $187 million. On a worldwide total of $221 million. On a budget of $120 million. Not bueno.
With marketing, it probably made barely anything back. Yeah. Maybe like $30 million or something like that, you know? Yeah, that U.S. box office is pretty bad.
Well, you want to see what's worse is that the opening was $13 million.
Opening so it made weekend. 13 on opening weekend, which is bad. Yeah. And then it only made 20 more over the subsequent weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? I can see that. This movie, from what I remember, actually sat on the shelf. So it came out in 2017, but it was not made in 2017. And this was directed by Dean Devlin, who, if you don't know the name, he is Roland Emmerich's producer. So he produced Independence Day, 2012, pretty much all the big Roland Emmerich movies. Dean Devlin was the guy who produced them, and this was his first like foray into directing. So maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. Maybe that had something to do with these Rotten Tomato scores. This sits at a sterling and fantastic 16% on Rotten Tomatoes. The critics did not enjoy it. They said Geostorm, more like crap. They didn't like it. Now, how did the audience feel? Only slightly better, 35% for the audience score. So either way, not incredibly high, whether you're looking at the critical score or the audience score. With that being said, it doesn't matter. None of these scores matter. They're irrelevant. We are here to tell you how we feel about it. We're going to give you the Alex score and the Nate score. And of course, we're ranking it on our normal categories, lead character, villain. Now, this one is going to be fun because the other ones were Earth was the villain. Now, we got some players on the board in this one. Action, story, overall. So, Alex, you get to go first when I host. I follow your lead, so please, lead actor or lead character, played by Gerard Butler, a guy named Jake, a scientist named Jake, if you will.
Yeah, so his name is Jake Lawson.
I just like that he's a scientist and his name is Jake from State Farm.
Well, it's a perfect movie, too. Jake fits the movie.
Jake from State Farm should have been in this.
He should have. Yeah. All right, so Gerard Butler plays Jake Lawson. I enjoyed him in this movie. And okay, look, the thing with Gerard Butler, he's like a B actor. Right? Let's just be honest with each other here. Yeah. He's not a, he sometimes we might do a hit, like a super hit movie, right? Like Olympus Has Fallen and 300. And then he does like, what was the other one with the guns? I liked it. What the hell? He was like a SWAT dude. I liked it. Ice Cube's son.
Oh, Den of Thieves.
Den of Thieves. I love that type of movie, right? That was a good movie, right? But that was like an independent low budget. And that's what he is. He's like an independent actor now. Like, I just see him as an independent dude more than a big box office. So I liked him in this movie. He was a scientist. Is it believable? Again, this is a disaster movie. And this is a different style of disaster movie, okay, when we're here watching, right? This is more based on tech controlling weather more than weather doing the disaster. And he is a scientist that developed the tech. Now, granted, he's an arrogant prick. I mean, it's just weird with him, right? Like, he was just, you can't tell him what to do because he's the one that built this big thing. So he knew what was going on inside this computer and all this. And then he has a blowout with his brother. Was that believable? Not really, but it is what it is. I gave him a 4. I gave him a 4, and I don't think he was, like, out of all the movies that we've seen, we had Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt, right? Those are the leader of the pack in the movies, yeah. Right? I thought he was good. Not equal as them, but I thought he was below them. I thought he was better than Tommy Lee Jones in Volcano, to be honest.
He wasn't better than The Rock in San Andreas, though.
No, he was not better than The Rock, but The Rock was more like Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton. Like, he was in that area. But I felt like he was better than Tommy Lee Jones in... Out of all the movies we've seen, I think he was a better lead, and I think he had a better script than what Tommy had. So, I mean, look, with that said, I gave him a 4. I thought he was entertaining, and he carried me through a whole movie.
Yeah, fair enough. Look, I don't have any strong disagreements with anything you said. I will say this. If there ever was a miscasting, this is it. Gerard Butler as a scientist is like casting me as a basketball player. And for anyone who doesn't know, I know we're sitting down. I'm only about 5'5", 5'6". So if you cast me as a basketball player, people are going to say, hey, man, this ain't right. And when I see Gerard Butler as a scientist, I said, hey, man, this ain't right. Now, it's no fault of his. Don't get me wrong. I like Gerard Butler. I agree with you. I think he had, like, potential to be a mega star off of 300, but that wasn't really his lane. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he wants to do other stuff. He's a solid leading man. I'll give him that no matter what, but he is a B-level actor in my opinion.
Yeah.
And no fault. He's fine in the movie. He's good. He does the role like well, but I just don't think, I think they should have cast someone else. Maybe if they flipped roles, even kind of like the brother should have been the scientist guy. He seems more like he'd be a scientist. Whereas Gerard Butler would be the tougher older brother who would constantly be yelling at him and maybe, you know, could work in the government in another way. But whatever, I don't make movies. So he's fine. Is the character super interesting? Not really. Like, he doesn't really get much of a backstory other than he created this thing. They don't really say why, how. They say why, but they don't say how. There's never a scene where he seems like a scientist. There's that one part where they're talking about the satellites and he's like, the inertial whatever thing. And he says like one scientific phrase the whole movie. And then the rest of the time, he's not really a scientist. So I gave him a 3. I didn't dislike him. I just think the role is not particularly well written on the whole. I think Gerard Butler did a good job. I like watching Gerard Butler too. But it's like, come on, man. Gerard Butler's not a scientist. I like him as a tough guy. I like him as a cop. I like him as a criminal. I like him as a warrior. I don't love him as a scientist. But it's not his fault, right? He signed on for the movie and got paid. Good for him. So 3 for me, 4 for you. Okay. You go first anyway for villain. Now, typically we have been rating Mother Nature, right? Tornadoes, earthquakes, and volcanoes. This is interesting. I'll let you rate it however you want. We didn't talk off air about this guy. So we're going I'll see what Alex says. I'll kind of play off of him.
I was going with the satellite that controls. Okay. And I was thinking of it like a tamed Mother Nature, right? Because it's taming Mother Nature. Yes. He's hitting him with some pills.
Right? Those little
batteries. Yeah. So I was basically like the machine itself. That's the villain, right? Like, I mean, there's tons of villains in this movie. I mean, and it's so many of them that there's not really one that you could pick because you had the guy who saboteured the entire mission on the actual. What the hell is it called? The
International Space Station is what they're on.
Yeah, the International Space Station. But there was a name for the actual, unit that he was giving.
I don't remember. You know what? I just watched it the other day, and I already don't remember.
Yeah, what the hell was the name of the stupid robot? Yeah, whatever. It's just whatever.
Geostorm.
Yeah, the Geostorm. Basically, I just picked that because you have the guy who did the president, the vice president or whatever his name was, the CIA guy.
Secretary of State.
Yeah, that dude was bad. And I was just like, you know what? This machine was throughout the whole movie. It was talking about. So I was like, this actually fits. So the machine itself, I thought it was a cool machine, right? Like it tampered. It said, Mother Nature, you need to calm down. And he just hit her with some pills and drugged her for a bit until Mother Nature had to like, whoa. They couldn't handle it no more. I thought it was pretty cool when it lost control. When Mother Nature lost control, I thought the sequences were actually really well done. But that's more action sequence. The machine, I gave the machine a 5. I thought the machine was very interesting. It was very menacing because that machine, I mean, it amplified Mother Nature. It just made her high, bro. It was like, oh, I'm gonna go crazy here. She produced like 8 tornadoes or 6 in one scene. You had like 300-foot tsunamis coming in Thailand. Like, you had weird anomalies. Now I sound like Gerard Butler because I'm not a scientist.
It's like if we cast you as a scientist.
Yeah, as a scientist. Now I'm about to sound like I'm going to talk gibberish and sound cool. We had weird anomalies happening throughout the world.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. See how that works? I can't buy it from Gerard Butler either. The barometric pressure systems are malfunctioning.
Yeah.
You don't even know how to spell those words, Gerard.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell it, but I can
go
sound cool.
Somebody.
Yeah, so, like I said, look, weird anomalies are happening throughout the countries and states and all this stuff. Look, I gave it a 5. Why not? Okay. You know what?
Whatever, man.
Why not? That sounded cool. Why not? You could sound cool too.
Okay. Like, so, all right. Well, you're right. So Mother Nature, technically speaking, could have just been the villain in this movie because when the movie starts, they're explaining how the weather is so bad. Like all these things are happening. They build the machine to prevent so many natural disasters from happening. So it could have been Mother Nature, but then it's not. It is eventually the machine that is like surrounding the earth in a net, which, by the way, when they show this thing, that would have taken like 100 years to build. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't help but think about like, how in the world did they build this in like, it's like 5 years or so. In the beginning, it says like 5 years later. I'm like, this thing is literally like a net all around the entire earth. Attached to satellites that can do. How did they manufacture this at such an incredible speed? But you know what? That's for a different topic. I'm not going to do that. It's there, right? So this thing makes, like Alex said, this thing makes, it stops bad weather on Earth, but then it makes its own bad weather. Like it shoots like a laser beam at one point. It's super hot. It shoots like blue, like a blue laser beam that makes ice in Brazil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It does, it heats up the Earth so that like all the pipes in China start bursting and like flame shoot out of it. The only reason I'm gonna give it a 4. And the only reason I'm giving it a 4 is because at the end of the day, this thing still bends to the power of man. You know what I mean? Mother Nature never does. Mother Nature doesn't bend to the power of man. So this machine, it can be turned off. It is, by the end of it, it is turned off. But while it's malfunctioning, it does a lot of damage. So it was fun. Honestly, if I'm gonna be honest, it's a pretty clever idea. I just wish they should have said like 25 or 30 years later instead of 3 or whatever. Like there's no way they built that thing in 3 years, but
no,
I digress. Okay. Action scene.
I'm not going to lie. The action scenes were really good in this movie. It looks corny. Let's just be honest. It looks like a B budget movie. I mean, for 120 million, whatever it was to make.
Some of the effects are better than others.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But I thought the action sequences was cool. The China, when the guy's getting eggs and he's in the pot. Yeah, and he's driving with that little shit car. And I'm like, come on, you gotta be kidding me.
A smart car.
And he outran a freaking thing, a ball of fire. Yeah. I was like, okay, it is what it is. I thought that sequence was awesome. I thought the Thailand sequence was pretty cool. Like I said, with the 300-foot tsunami coming. That was awesome. I always love tsunamis. So
I
thought
that was Abu Dhabi.
Dubai.
Yeah, Dubai.
Yeah, Dubai.
Because it takes out that big building.
Yeah, and it went sideways like the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
The leaning tower of pizza.
So that was, I thought that sequence was actually pretty cool. I wasn't too crazy with the fire one in Russia when it was burning the town. I thought that looked kind of fake. It actually looked kind of not good. It didn't look good there. I thought the Brazil and it was in Rio de Janeiro. What was it called?
Yeah, Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, they was starting to get frozen. And then I thought that was pretty cool. The sequence of the Boeing 757 falling was awesome. I thought that looked cool. I mean, it looked so CGI, but I thought that was pretty cool. Overall, I enjoyed the actual all the action scene, especially the blow up, right? When when the actual space station starts to blow up. I was like, that looks actually really good. And
the space stuff did look good.
It did look, and you know, it's funny, for this type of budget, I don't know if you thought what I thought, that sequence looked really clear, right? Like different compartments blowing up. Oh my God, I'm saying scientific now again. All the compartments are blowing up.
You write down.
Yeah.
Just take notes.
Yeah, I got to take notes now. Each compartment is blowing up at a high rate.
exponentially
high rate. We got a lot of decompressed compartments over here. High pressure.
The high pressure.
High pressure.
And the low pressure.
They lost the gravity pool. All of a sudden, he started to fly in gravity. So I gave it a 5. I was entertained. I thought it was good. Okay. I gave it a 5. Actually, hey, 5.
Hey, there you go. Listen, it's funny. It makes me laugh. When I saw it at the theater, I was cracking up. And when I saw it this time, I was cracking up. When you just said the part where the Asian dude in China is driving away and escaping in his smart car, I don't think that's as stupid as when the one Brazilian girl outruns the entire. She's the only one. Everyone gets frozen. She was literally on the beach with that guy. She goes from right at the water to down a sketchy little alley. And she's running and she's the only one. Literally everyone else gets caught. Everything, an airplane gets caught and they go 500 miles an hour. She's running like 5. She gets away. That it cracks me up every time. It's so funny. And like the ice stops like, it's like so close to her. That's pretty stupid. Look, I like the space scene. I like the one where they're going to get the door, the panel, him and the girl.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And that's scary. You know, space is scary because if you start going, nothing could stop you, right? There's no gravity. There's no. So I think that was really well done. I actually like that scene a lot and it looks good. I like the disaster scenes are good. They could have been better and they should have been. From what we've watched, like I didn't like the volcano scenes in Volcano. I'll give you that. But Twister and San Andreas like knocked the ball out of the park, in my opinion, for disaster scenes. This one's just a step down. It didn't have enough, but at least it had the space stuff. So there were some alternatives, if you will. I gave it a 4. I think the action is probably some of the better stuff in this movie, if I'm being completely honest, you know, compared to other elements that we're going to get to in a moment. I had a good time. You know, those scenes, they're dumb, but also the movie is not trying to be like smart with those scenes. You know what I mean? So yeah, it was fine. Okay. Storyline.
Okay. So the storyline is not good. It's not good. I enjoyed this storyline more than Volcano. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I like Volcano.
I know you didn't like it, but I thought out of all of them, I think this one is more comparable to that one. Cause I think San Andreas was more a real tone family issue, then Twister is just in a league of his own. This one, I felt like it was way better than Volcano. I gave it a 3. I enjoyed it. I thought it was, and the name of the machine is Dutch Boy.
Dutch Boy, that's
yeah,
what it
it's
is.
The Dutch yeah. Boy. So right. I thought the storyline was cool. I thought Abby Cornish, she's beautiful in this movie as the
Sucker Punch.
Yeah, so I thought she was good in this movie. Other than that, that's pretty much it. Like, again, this movie's not for story. It's more for the disasters. Again, when you go to the disaster movie, that's all you're paying for. You're not paying to see if this is going to be the greatest Oscar award-winning movie thing. So I gave it a 3. I thought it was good enough to entertain me to go from point A to point B.
Yeah, it's not good. Here's my issue with it. It's more focused on a lot of other stuff than the disasters. Like, it's trying to be this government cover-up conspiracy thrill. It's almost trying to be like a thriller with its storyline, but like if you took a thriller and then wrapped it in a disaster movie. You know what I mean? I'd rather it be the other way. I'd rather it be a disaster movie that has very small thriller elements. This one is too focused on, there's too much, this guy, like the Asian guy, he knows it's a cover-up and he's finding all this stuff, and the guy pushes him in the street, and that doesn't even, none of that stuff seems like it's from a disaster movie. It seems like it would be from a, from like a government thriller or something right. like that, like a Jack Ryan movie or something like that. Like not a, I just want to see people get frozen and melted, and like I want to see the earth eat all these people. That being said, to me, it focused too much on that. So I gave it a 2, if I'm being completely honest. Like, it's not very well written. Like I said, they cast Gerard Butler as a scientist, which is weird. The dialogue is not very good. But I'm not going to give it a 1. I don't think it's, like, abysmal. I just think it's, it had its head in the wrong place in a lot of parts.
I do agree with you, though. It's yeah. like 5 movies in one.
Yeah, it's a little confused. It just yeah, seems a you're confused.
Right. It has a conspiracy. Then you have the love interest between the brother and the secret, which makes no sense.
And then there's family drama. Then you got the family.
Yeah, so it's like 5, and then you got the presidential dude, and he's in the middle.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much like a 5.
It's just a little
movie.
All over the place. Yeah. But that's okay. You know, it might work for some. It might work less for others. Either way. Okay. Overall.
Overall, like we always said in the show. Overall, is not like a grain, like take it with a grain of salt. This is right, our this is our opinion. Just because I'm gonna give it a high score does not mean this is like the greatest thing. We gave 5 to Twister. Okay, I don't know how many people.
Twister's great,
right? Twister's great.
I know
but
exactly what you're saying.
Not many people will put Twister as number 5. Okay, so with that said, I'm giving Geostorm a 4. I was entertained. Gerard Butler is a great actor, regardless of how crap he is as a scientist, but he was really entertaining in the movie. And when he beats that little dude's ass in that room,
the British guy.
I loved it. Yeah, I was dying for you to punch him in the face a long time ago too. So I was like, you gave it to me. I thought it was cool. One thing I didn't say though, I wanted to say really quick. I love the lightning sequence. I thought it was shot well. Cause I mean, that was CGI everywhere. The whole, so I thought that was pretty cool. Now,
I have to talk about that.
Fun fact about this lightning sequence. It was shot in Florida, but it was not Florida. It was in New Orleans when they shot the scene. I'm going to let Nate take over with that because he lives in Florida and I know he's been dying to kill that scene. But I was watching the making of, because it was on the digital copy had the behind the scenes and when they made it. So that's how I knew it was New Orleans when they shot that scene, which I was like, okay. I was like, now I know why Nate has beef with this. Stadium in the middle of wherever. So
this fake stadium.
Yeah, fake stadium. I gave it a 4. I think it's a great movie. It's a guilty pleasure. It's watchable crap in the Nate world. That's what
you
I
know
say.
What? You hit it right on the head. Now I'm gonna be honest. So I reviewed this when I saw it in the theater back in 2017 on my podcast, and at the time I gave it 2 scores, and I stick by my theory on that. Okay, I gave it a 2 then. Like, I'm going to give it a 2 overall. As, like, a realistic, as if I'm having my critic's hat on, yes, okay, you're right, it's not good. But on that same review, I gave it a 9 on, like, a Nate score. So I would agree, probably, like, a 4 on this, you know, with this scoring system. Like, I can watch this movie. I can have a pretty good time with it. It's really bad. It's really stupid. It's dumb. It has a terrible writing. It has a way better cast than it should. You can't knock the cast. Like, even Gerard Butler. And then you have Abby Cornish, Andy Garcia, Ed Harris. Like, these are, they're great actors. The Mexican dude, Derbez, I forget his name. He's really funny. Oh, he should have got more parts because I actually like him.
The girl Domino, the girl that played Domino in Deadpool.
Oh, Zazie Beetz. Yeah. Like, this cast is legit. And most of these disaster movies tend to have a good cast for whatever reason. They just always sign up to be in these movies. So the cast is legit good. You can't, you can't argue with me there, but yeah, it's dumb fun. It's dumb fun. It really is. So it's a 2, but it's watchable crap. I could watch this over a lot of other stuff we've watched before, even if it's not very good. Now, the Florida scene. So not only is it Florida, it's Orlando. And that's where I live. And here's my problem with that. Here's my problem with the scene. It's like they didn't even try. You know how these movies, let's say Incredible Hulk. Incredible Hulk has a fight scene that takes place like in Harlem, I think it is, which is in Manhattan, in New York. And what they do is they have wide shots and it's New York City. And when they drop down to street level, they film that in Montreal or Toronto. One of them. I think Toronto. Mm-hmm. It's not New York. But at street level, you can't tell that much. And they were smart because they put wide shots. There's nothing in this is Orlando. The wide shots are not, like, you would think, okay, let's just get a shot of the actual arena in Orlando. But then when we're inside, obviously it's a different place. Or when we blow it up, it's CGI. No, they made up a make-believe arena. So it's like, this is not Orlando at all. And then when they're driving in the street, there's this part where they're driving with the lightning, right? And they're driving under a overpass. Yeah, we don't have that here in Orlando. Like, we have one, like, freeway type road, right? It's called I-4. That's like the main one. You can only drive under it short ways. You can't drive under it long ways because it's not like a bridge. That was like a bridge over the road. Ours is not like that. It's not like New York where you have elevated subway trains that you could drive. So it bothered me. And that's a minor nitpick. People who are not from here are not going to know that it's not Orlando because Louisiana is the South, Orlando is the South. But I knew, and it was bugging me the whole time. I was like, oh my gosh, there's no road like that. The downtown there's too many buildings. We don't have that many buildings. The stadium was fake. When they go to Cocoa Beach where he lives, that ain't Cocoa Beach. I was just at Cocoa Beach. That's somewhere else. I don't know where that is. It's not Florida. You're a liar, Geostorm. Also, I had a good time watching this piece of crap movie. I always have a good time. I don't care. I also own it digitally like you. I'll never buy it on disc. It's just fine as a digital code that I got. And so it's a 2 if I'm being real. But also, I suggest you watch it if you like disaster movies or if you can enjoy a crap film, Geostorm is the one. That's my honest opinion. So what's your total score?
21.
21. Yeah, I gave it. It's a 15 for me. 15 out of 25. But it's a 15 with the highest recommendation I can give a 15 to, if that makes any sense. You know, it's like Mummy 2 to me. I think Mummy 2 rewatching is very bad. I also probably watch it. It's pretty, it's pretty fun to watch. So not every movie's an Oscar winner. You said it. Not every movie's an Oscar winner. They weren't trying to be. I just wish they had a little more fun. If they had a little more fun, I'd probably give this a higher score, but they too much conspiracy. Okay, so that is Geostorm. I gave it a 15. Alex gave it a 21. We are done with Disaster Month. So next week, we're beginning. Alex, I don't know if you're excited as I am, but we're beginning a whole new month. And you know what that means? New categories. Next week, we will be starting off the week with 007 Inspector.
Okay.
And then we are moving on to, get this, we are moving on to the worst of the worst action movies month. I took a poll. I literally looked up a list online of the worst action films of all time. I then narrowed it down to 16 of them. And basically by that, I made it the ones that I have at least like heard of, some of them were like these B movies that cost $10. That doesn't count. That's not a real movie. These are theatrically released big movies. And our first one next week, we've reviewed the first one of these movies. It's a sequel.
Oh no.
We're going on to the ocean, baby. Speed 2. Speed 2 Cruise Control. Now, if you will go back to episode like 2 or 3 or 4, wherever
five.
It was.
I think it's 5.
5. Yeah. We loved Speed. Loved it. And now all this time later, we're coming full circle, baby. Sandra Bullock and Jason Patrick and Speed 2 Cruise Control. So you're going to want to hear this. I think we're going to have a good time. Yeah. We got Speed 2 in there. We got The Last Airbender is one of the movies we're doing.
I've never seen that.
Rollerball.
Never John seen McTiernan. That.
So we got like legit. Look, Last Airbender is M. Night Shyamalan. Speed 2 is Jan DeBont, who did the first Speed.
Really?
Rollerball is John McTiernan. Die Hard and Predator.
Okay.
These are like legit directors who apparently made some crap movies. So we're going to be reviewing these and I can't wait. You know, I haven't seen Speed 2 since I was like 10. I don't know. It's been forever.
I have not seen Speed 2 in years. I think I've seen it once. I don't even remember the plot. Next
week. Yeah, I don't own this movie, so I have to look it up. HBO Max. So everybody's listening. Oh, yeah. If you don't have it, HBO Max, you're going to watch Speed 2 with us. And so we're going to review that next week as well.
If you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys podcast or Levels of Geeks on Instagram. Of course, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, please hit that like button if you enjoyed the video. Of course, hit the notification bell so every time reviews drop, you guys will be notified. And of course, we are returning to live streaming on November 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern. And of course, if you want to support the channel, please hit that subscribe button. And of course, we are also on the go. So if you guys want to hear us on the go, please search for Action Movie Guys on any of the platforms for podcasting, whether it's TuneIn Radio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. We are on all those platforms. And of course, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.